Chicago at the IU Auditorium is far from that toddling town of the old song. It's the city of all that jazz. Chicago's a show whose music, with its rhythmical sharp angles, fits perfectly with the equally angular Bob Fosse-style choreography. It all works in the darkness of John Lee Beatty's scenic design, accented with Ken Billington's lighting at the IU Auditorium. The cast are all veterans of Chicago. Some come from the show on Broadway, some from the show in Chicago, and some from national and even international tours. A few have been in all three. The strength of their solos and the brief choral parts, very impressive, and the dancing is just so athletic and secure that the moves just flow. Tara McLeod was a hit as the tough-as-nails Velma. Tracy Shane nicely balanced the duos in her role as the more youthful Roxy Hart. Corey Bright was sympathetic as Roxy's much-sinned-against husband. Keisha Lewis-Evans as the prison matron made the song When You're Good to Mama very much her own, with a bit of very high-flying notes at the ending. Brian O'Brien as the slick attorney Billy Flynn was a skilled actor and a strong singer. Flynn's entrance as part of a burlesque show-style fan dance drew laughter from Tuesday night's crowd. The eloquently warbling sob sister journalist Mary Sunshine was played by an actor identified only as D. Michici, leaving those in the know to wink and the rest to wonder until the surprise ending. The orchestra for Chicago is a large one for a touring company, with a dozen musicians that are all neatly framed in the center of the set. Conductor Eric Barnes occasionally paused in his skillful pacing to do a bit of effective acting. Chicago at the IU Auditorium has its final performance this evening, Wednesday the 17th, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.